Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Solomon had prophesied it, 1 Kings 8, verses 46 to 50. The Lord had promised it, chapter 9, verse 3. Daniel had prayed it, Daniel 6, 10, and chapter 9, verses 3 to 19. The angel Gabriel proclaimed it, verse 24. Now the people were practicing it. See Ezra 2, 1 to 70. What was it? Solomon's prayer included the following request, quote, "When they sin against you, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they take them captive to the land of the enemy, far or near, yet, when they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who led them away captive, and pray to you toward their land which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people, and grant them compassion before those who took them captive." 1 Kings 8, verses 46 to 50. If, in their far-off captivity, they would willingly change their inward condition, God would see to it that his agents would change their outward position. In the words of the psalmist, quote, "Blessed is the person whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the roads to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion." Psalm 84, verses 5 to 7 in the NASB. Beautiful, isn't it? If the road to Zion passes through your heart, God guarantees you'll get there. You may pass through Weeping Valley on the way, but your very tears will become pools of cooling comfort for those following you when mixed with God's showers of blessing. Let's face it, all believers are on the register of returnees, and he's promised that we'll all make it home.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.